Good morning. Hello, beautiful friend. It is Sunday. I don't know what day it is. I think it's the 25th of October already. It's 7:11, and right now I'm playing you a little tiny bit from the soundtrack to the movie Amelie. And if you have not seen Amelie, please watch this movie. So last night, a couple of friends of mine, we got together, we met on Zoom, and we each separately, rented the movie. And I'm sorry, I feel like I'm slow today. I feel like each word needs to be formed separately. Let me have a sip of coffee. That might help. I just finished doing the Dr. Joe Dispenza 75-minute meditation that, if any of you, I know some of you, because people have been writing to me, which I love, to tell me that you too follow Dr. Joe, and he has so many different meditations. The one that I have been doing lately that I really love, it's about 70 minutes, and it starts with this water at your ankles, and it's like just this warm, soothing water, and it rises very slowly, but it's really extraordinarily calming. And anyway, I just finished doing that meditation, and I was shocked when I opened my eyes and it was still pitch dark. And I thought, oh, that's right, you know, the time is passing. It's been such a strange year, hasn't it? Anyhow, I want to go back to Amelie, because I woke up thinking about watching Amelie with my friends. And that movie to me is really magical. And if you don't know it, it's basically, it takes place in Paris. So the setting is beautiful. The colors in the movie are just, they just have this magical kind of richness and glow, and there's a whimsy and a nostalgia. And well, this will tell you. So I was telling my friends last night that it was after watching Amelie that I bought some Doc Martens and started wearing that kind of boot style shoe with dresses. And that sounds kind of silly and nonsensical, and who really cares? But for me, and this is what I was thinking about this morning, and it's what I want to talk to you about, is that idea that there's characters inside of us who want to come to life. I really believe that. I want you to pause. Well, I'm going to pause so you can think about this for just a second, about whether that's true for you. You know, whether it's true that there are movies you see, or stories you hear, or photos of particular landscapes that call to you. They sort of elbow you a little, like, hey, you know? And while I'm talking to you this morning, I'd really love for you to just kind of keep that in mind, not in regards to my story, which, you know, I'll share a little bit more with you, but really the reason that I'm saying this is for you, and so that you consider your own story character that calls to you. And so back to Amelie, I think Amelie, if I look back in my life, there have been different characters, real or fictional, it doesn't really matter, who have called out certain parts of me. And why does that matter? You know, this is the other thing, like, well, why does it matter? But for me, the reason it matters is everything that we talk about all the time, which is feeling a sense of vitality, feeling a sense of color in our lives, and a way of connecting to ourselves and to the world around us. I'm reading this book called, my friend Tamara gave it to me, Life is in the Transitions. And it just so happened, this is the thing I love about life, because just a couple days ago, I was reading before I went to bed, and I highlighted a part, and it's perfect for what I want to say today and what I'm talking to you about, what I'm thinking about myself. And he's talking about, it's toward the end of the book, and he's talking about how people make meaning of their lives, and that there's a huge part of how we heal in how we make meaning of our lives. Well, here's what he says. Hopefully this will make sense out of context. And he being Bruce Feiler, F-E-I-L-E-R, is the author. We have a choice in how we tell our life story. We do not write in permanent ink. There are no points for consistency or even accuracy. We can change it anytime for any reason, including one as simple as making ourselves feel better. After all, a primary function of our life story is to allow us to place experiences firmly in the past and take from them something beneficial that will allow us to thrive in the future. Only when that happens will we know our transition is complete. So I just love this. I've always believed this myself, and it's so great to see something, you know, that is, it's like mirrored back, which is that this place about we have the choice of how we tell our story, and it doesn't have to be consistent, and it doesn't even have to be accurate. We can change it anytime. This, to me, is just really amazing, because I know for, and you guys know this because you've known my story for most of you, that I spent a couple decades, even more, as a young person living in a particular story that was about scarcity and was about something wrong with me and not being the right person and blah, 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 right? And at some point, I feel so grateful for this, I really think I just started rewriting the story. And so to go back to you for a moment, it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter where you live, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it doesn't matter which political affiliation you are, it doesn't matter which religion you are, but where are you in your life as you pause, and can you allow yourself to tell and write the story that you want? And I know that there's a whole thing, and we could talk for hours about this. Like, well, who is that you? You know, who is that real me? What is truly authentic? And that's a whole life journey. In fact, I better have some coffee as I'm talking about that. All I know to say to you is that, going back to the movie Amelie, that there are things, and I'll just stay focused on that movie because it's easy right now, that it's like I watch that movie and there's something within me that stirs. There's something that comes to life. There's something that is the sense of knocking on a door. And so for me, over the course of my life, that's sort of what I've practiced following. And sometimes when I say, look for the pinpricks of light, look for the sparkles, what are the breadcrumbs that are leading you to yourself? To me, those are all that place. Like, if we all were standing in my backyard right now, looking around, each of us would sort of be drawn to something else, right? You know, I might be focused on, you know, I've got the little lights that are overhead that are strung between the main house and my studio. I might be focused on those because I love strings of light. You know, you might be focused on the little Japanese maple tree and how the leaves have changed color. Someone else might be focused on the sound of a bird that's chirping right now. Someone else might just be focused on something that is calling to them from a memory. But we each have things that call to us that I think are signposts to the life that is authentically wanting to be lived through us. So again, I hope as I'm talking, I hope that you're just kind of considering for yourself, what is that in me? And is there a part? Now, so this is the thing too. So when I watched Amelie last night, afterwards, I was thinking a lot about it. Last week, I think I told you a little bit about the apple fritter lady alter ego that I have. It's so hard to remember what I've said. A week seems like months have gone by since I've talked to you. But I had this alter ego called the apple fritter lady who, she's not focused on outward success. She's not focused on awards and accolades and what other people think and other people's idea of success. She lives at the Santa Cruz boardwalk and she wears really fun and funky clothes, mismatched and colorful and fun hats and orange shoes. And she's got a old, rusty, fat, tired orange bike that she rides to the boardwalk and piles of books in her house. And she's just, her world is just about making people laugh and talking to people and connecting and going to visit the sea lions and reading and writing. And she's an alter ego that I created because I think two things. One is it was just those external and internal pressures I was putting on myself were exhausting. And I realized that my life would be incredibly valuable simply to feel and bring joy. And so when I was watching Amelie last night, I was thinking about the apple fritter lady afterwards and how Amelie definitely influenced that alter ego of mine, as have many things, and how wonderfully helpful it's been to have that alter ego. And again, back to you, I want to just encourage you after you listen to this, is there something similar for you, right? Because what happens for me is when I start to get too bogged down in, how much of this am I earning, or how much of that am I doing, or how much of that, or the sort of weighing and measuring of life's successes, when I start to see myself doing that, I can drop it, take a deep breath, and simply return to the feeling and the idea of the story I want to write, which is the story of being this woman who simply finds and gives joy, you know, the circle of giving and loving and delight and being present to people. There's such a simplicity in it that it allows. Oh goodness, I had an alarm go off and it stopped my recording and I had to come all the way back and add. Okay, maybe that was just a little sign that I should wrap things up. Oh, what was I saying? But I know I was inviting you to consider, first of all, to look for, are there characters, fictional or real, who represent parts of you that want to come to life? Is there an idea of an alter ego, like how I have the apple fritter lady, who represents a way of living for you that feels expansive and loving and joyful and that takes you away from, you know, weighing and measuring who you are and instead brings you smack dab into the middle of simply living who you are? Is there a way that you can, as Bruce in this book, Life is in the Transitions, as he's saying, can you write the story? Can you rewrite what's happened and give meaning to your life in a way that supports and serves you? And it's reminding me too, this is the other interesting thing. I did a workshop yesterday with a vocal coach, Roger Love, and he is all love. He's just this amazing person. The workshop was about the characters that we play in our lives and their different sounds and voices. But he too was saying that we can choose all the time which of those characters we want to bring into our moments with people. And I think in my mind, what I was hearing is exactly the same thing I'm talking to you about, which is it's not inauthentic to call in a part of ourselves that is more who we want to be. You know, let's say I'm feeling irritated with someone, or I'm I'm feeling impatient and gruff, or just kind of, you know, whatever. I'm not in a place that I'm really feeling loving and kind. It's not inauthentic to call in a part that is gentler and kinder and patient. It's more choosing, just like everything that we've been talking about, choosing our life story. And so I'd love to hear from any of you who maybe are thinking of this. You know, as you were listening to this, did anything pop in for you about a part of yourself that wants to be more alive and front forward in your life? What does that person look like? What is her story? And how do you bring more of her into your day today? I'd love to hear that. I'm going to, let's play another little something. I'm just going to randomly choose from my Amelie album. By the way, the music is amazing, if I didn't say that already. Let's see. Oh, this is beautiful. Actually, this is a waltz from Amelie, and you guys, some of you may remember, Ian and I have gone to the Edwardian Ball a number of times, and we learned how to waltz to this song because I love this soundtrack so much. It's a beautiful song to waltz to. So as I head off into my Sunday, and you head off into yours, or maybe you're listening to this and it's already late on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, again, what is this story that you're writing? What is the story you're telling? And maybe just pause if you find yourself telling a story to yourself or to someone else that doesn't match the story that you want to be living. And just pause and see if there is a version of it, just like Bruce says. It doesn't have to be entirely factual. But I bet that you can find an emotional truth to whatever story feels like it's the one you want to be living. Report back. Let me know. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.